Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
One of our favourite comedians, and now she's taking us on a whistle-stop tour of her life in her new book. Mad, isn't it?
Mad, isn't
Emma
it?
Emma Doran, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. I want to talk all about the book, but I just want to pick out one thing, right?
Oh.
Did you audition for Pop Stars?
Don't tell me you don't have some video. No, this is too
I haven't got video.
No, I definitely did. I auditioned for like one of them. Oh, yeah. Sang Rose, the whole shebang.
Wow. And can you remember anything about your... Can you remember anything about how you would have presented yourself as a potential pop star? Like, what did you wear?
Yeah. I can tell you exactly what I wore.
Go on.
I wore a pair of pink tracksuit bottoms from Penny's. Like the heavy, well, they're kind of back now, actually. Like some, a wide leg tracksuit bottom. A string top, obviously. Nobody without a string top. And I had a hairstyle at the time that I was trying out, which was up in a high ponytail.
Well, very Mel C.
No, think high, but think high. Like, I know I can see by your eyes how high you're thinking. Higher again. Hike that up there. And then little plaits coming out of that.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Can't you see it?
And how far did you get? Was it just the one song?
20 seconds in.
20 seconds in.
Yeah,
you got the red card. Well, look, thankfully you didn't pursue a career as a pop star because we have you now as a comedian and an author, Emma Doran. It's not publication day, is it? Is that what it's called? Release day? What do you call it? The day your book came out.
I was just calling it book day.
Yeah, book day. Mad, isn't it, is the name of the book and it's out. What in the world possessed you to write a book?
I always kind of wanted to write this story.
Particular story
about
you.
But I suppose coming from stand-up, I didn't know exactly how I would do it. And in stand-up, the whole thing is get to the punchline as quick as possible.
Joke.
Leave out, you know, if you need to leave out the detail, leave out the detail. Mm. Let's get to the punchline. So I think I had made loads of jokes about myself. And I was like, well, I might like to add in a little bit of detail. And then I started, and then I was like, oh God, it's a book.
It's definitely a book.
And you're lugging around your laptop and you're like, this is getting very heavy. But I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad now that I did.
Well, listen, congratulations on it, because I have read it and it is so hilarious and so brilliant and so relatable.
Oh,
and
thank you.
One of the girls who works in here, Alison, was telling me today that what she loves about it is it's the first time she's read a book where somebody her age is talking about what it was like growing up in the 90s.
Oh, nice.
So she hasn't had that experience before. So there you're literally communing with women of a certain age.
I hope I've done us all proud.
And men, in fairness as well. I think it was brilliant. And what I loved about it is the raw honesty that's in there, but also the non-stop humour. There is so much to laugh at out loud in the book.
Well, I think that's an Irish thing, isn't it? You have to laugh at the tragedy of life.
Yeah, true.
And the dark times. Because I think once, you know the way when something happens, once you're able to start kind of laughing about it, then you're like, not that the thing is gone, but then you're kind of okay. You can kind of get on with it then, can't you?
Totally. That is definitely an Irish way of coping with things.
Yeah.
And the chapters are all called Isn't It Mad? And then whatever.
Yes.
But like, for example, along those lines, one of my favourite chapter titles is, and I have it here marked here for me, is Isn't It Mad How Many Sandwiches You Need For A Funeral?
But you do need loads, Dave. Like, you have to just keep them going. You know what I mean? It's like kind of sandwich elbow at a good wake.
A good wake will have plenty. Was there anything, like, have your family read the book?
Okay. Well, look, that's a tricky thing. I tell you what, it was this kind of back and forth between myself and my parents. Now, I gave it to Ella, my daughter. She's 21. I kind of gave it to her the unedited version of it. I gave it to her the whole thing and I said, you know, have at it.
As in, is there anything in here that you don't want in it?
Yeah,
or as an editor, like to make this funnier or what?
No, just if there's anything in it you're not a fan of. And as well, just kind of like you're the chosen child. You get to see it before anyone else does. And so I gave it to her. And then there was this back and forth with my parents where they were like, you must give us the book. And I was like, and I must give it to you so you can read the book. And after the next time. And
you kept pushing it out.
But as they did as well, because I think one day my mom was in the house and I was like, will I get it for you? I was like, it's just upstairs. And she's like, no, sure, I'll get it the next time. I wouldn't want to put you out. So I think it was just, she said to me, she the other day she read, like, I had done little thank yous.
Okay.
She said, couldn't get through it, Emma. Bald, bald.
Oh, okay, all right.
So I think it was just she knew she wanted her own little quiet time.
To go through it.
To go through it and to read it. And my dad rang me and he'd been reading it and he said, I love it. And he's like, the writing and everything. So Daddy Dorn has given his seal of approval. So anyone else, I'm not interested.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And what was it like for you going back into those memories and you know, processing them in a way that you can then put them down on paper, be they, you know, emotional, funny, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, what's it like going back over all that?
Sometimes it was great because you would think of funny things that happened and you're like, then when you start thinking about it, you'd be like, oh no, I'm starting to remember this now.
A couple
of times I had to WhatsApp friends to be like, do you remember the time?
All
and
right.
they're like, so that way it was lovely. Then other points you're going into stuff that you haven't thought about in that way in so long and maybe not at all.
Mm.
So there was a little period of time where I started to like regress. I started to get like kind of grumpy teenager.
Okay,
like,
right.
And my mom was checking in with me and I was like, what does she want? And then I was like, hang on, what is going on here? I was being real dismissive with my mom and like she only lives down the road from me. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, oh.
Well, you're turning into
so
that.
So then I actually got a bit of a fright because I was like, what have I done unearthing all this stuff?
Mm.
I thought I'd be stuck. I don't know. No. I've never written a memoir. I thought I'd be stuck in this zone forever that I'd unlock something. But so there is a little bit of time that you're a bit like, you're a bit, I don't know, just not very nice or, you know, because you're bringing up, you're not living in the present.
You're living in the past the whole time and, and trying to remember details and then it will definitely have an effect on who you are at that moment then.
So, but I'm then when I came out of that, then I was like, okay, that was actually a good thing, you know, even just personally to look back at all that stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really interesting.
Because, I mean, I don't think people reflect too often on those large periods of time in detail because we think about you think back to when you're a teenager or in your 20s or whatever
it is,
and you have a set of common memories that you share over and over again.
I've always
told that story because it's gas and then 4 years happened and nothing happened and there was my next memory. You're like,
yes.
No, because if you go back and think there was actually quite a lot in between those times.
Oh yeah, a lot in between the time. And then when you start to have an injury, you're like, oh, there's a reason why conveniently forgotten about this part of my life or whatever. So, just kind of the fear thinking about it.
Listen, it's printed and published and available in the shops now. There's no point in having fear at this point.
I know, it's done, yeah.
It is brilliant. Mad, isn't it? It comes out today, the 5th of September.
Yeah.
Emma Doran's book is out right now in all bookshops, all good ones
all
and bad
them.
Ones and all of them all together. Paul and Cavan says, Emma's an absolute legend. Hilarious. I'd agree with that, Paul. She absolutely is.
Thanks very much.
But let's talk about this frozen pizza gate. Can you remember this story? Basically, it was something to do with your mum making your dad pizza. Go on, what's the crack?
Yeah, so the crack was, this is about the time, do you remember there was a period where the Mas were kind of getting told to go back to work?
Yes.
Yeah, we joined the EU
and
all that
jazz.
Yeah,
it was time now for women to get out from the kitchen and all that.
Oh yeah, but they didn't give them any like childcare or equal pay or nothing like that. Or
wouldn't be doing that now,
Emma. And you'll still have to do the dinners, mind you. But do go get a job as well. So all the mums were very tired.
Yeah.
And one evening, my mum was making. Now this, the thing about frozen pizza, she was making a frozen pizza, and this is not her style because, as we all know, a frozen pizza for dinner is a Friday dinner.
100%.
It is a Friday.
Couldn't
dinner.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah.
And if
or
it's,
a sleepover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, definitely sleep over dinner. Absolutely. If you go to your mate's house, we're getting pizza.
100%.
And don't be trying to make anything else.
No,
yeah.
It's only pizza.
But if you're at home, it's a Friday, kind of Saturday thing. My mum was doing the pizza on a Wednesday. So she was mortified that it was a Wednesday and she was doing a frozen pizza. So what she did, she tried to increase the nutritional value of the pizza.
Oh, interesting move.
Yes. Yeah, so what she did was she added extra things on it. She added extra cheese. She added, the couple of veg
reasonable.
That she had chopped them up.
Yeah.
Now she went a little bit rogue and she added Dalmio sauce onto it to kind of give it more sauce. So we're like, okay. She puts it in the oven. Now, a frozen pizza, how long in your mind does a frozen pizza take in the oven?
11 to 14 minutes.
Okay, that's crazy. I think it's 20.
Right.
Yeah.
20, really? Okay.
Okay, that's
sorry.
Al dente pizza. Come on. Okay, sorry.
See, maybe I'm used to cooking even fresh pizzas in my stone oven.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe a better cooker or whatever. Mm. So she threw it in. We'll say 17 minutes, right?
Okay.
We'll call it in
okay.
the middle. But because there was the sheer weight density of this pizza, she had to leave it in for like 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So when it came out, it was like, it was volcanic. It had a pulse, like it had a heartbeat, the whole shebang. She took it into my dad to present it to him. And as she went to give it to him, it slid off the plate and landed in his crotch.
A volcanic Dalmio sauce.
Yes.
45 minute cooked frozen pizza, which is now.
My dad starts shouting at all, like, oh, it's me, my brothers. Get out! Get out! Oh, no! And of course, as a child, the funniest thing ever is when your dad is hurt. That
yes.
is, that just yes. warms your heart. So we couldn't move. We were paralyzed with the laughter. So, yeah. I'm the youngest of the family. That's all I know
That's
about the story.
Yeah,
the pizza happened.
There were no more children after that.
That was it, yeah. So,
brilliant.
Poor dad. Just be careful with the frozen pizza.
Just be careful.
Fine. Yeah.
Don't cook them for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's talk, first of all, live shows, because obviously
yes.
you were still, you know, and now that you're an author, you are still a gigging comedian.
Still.
There are many gigs to be had. You're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you're literally, I'm looking here, you're running September, October, November, into December, like almost up to Christmas. You're the 13th of December in the Mill Theatre in the Drum. Can people go to one place where they can find out all of these dates?
They can. It's emmadorncomedy.com. And do go because I recently got a new website. So I was doing my own website for many years.
Yeah.
And I hated that. And I'm not a tech person at all. I even hate getting new phones.
Hang on, you hated doing, you're not a tech person, but you did your own website. That's impressive.
But it's not, Dave, because I would be at home and I'd get messages from people on Instagram saying, Emma, when's the Kilkenny show? It's not happening. I don't see it on the website. I'm like, it's me. It's me doing it. That's why it's not on the website. That's who it is.
So you've employed
I'll get on to them.
Right.
Somebody has just done it for me now.
Amazing.
So have a look at it. It's lovely. It's all shiny and everything.
EmmaDoranComedy.com. And then, of course, you have your incredible podcast with Deirdre O'Kane.
Deirdre O'Kane.
It's just, it's so much fun. You're doing a live show 15th September in the Sugar Club.
Yes. So that's for the book.
That's for the book.
That's
Sorry,
for the
that's
book.
For the book.
Well, it's basically going to be a podcast because it's been me and Deirdre chatting.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I was like, who am I going to get to chat to me?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It makes perfect sense.
Get Deirdre. So she agreed, thankfully. And then I think that week we're doing the Cork Podcast Festival.
Oh, stop.
So that's our first live podcast show. So I only know. Now, I said to our producer, I said, like, do you want any props or do you want anything? I was like, I want a Deirdre wig or whatever. And Deirdre's like, what's going on, love? What's going on? What's this? What's all this? I was like, I'm going to do you. I was like, I'm dying to just put that wig on, put the shades on, you know, clutch, have the bag pinned into the elbow,
yeah.
Yeah. What's going on? It's a bit of a nip, love. It's very cold. I need water. Has anyone got water? Water. She's constantly searching, grasping for water.
Brilliant.
She is an absolute, she's a scream.
It is so funny. Honestly, I think everybody should listen to it. And there you go. Sugar Club. Tickets available from Easons.com if you want to go to the book launch with Deirdre in conversation about Mad, isn't it? You've been on before, so I've asked you most of my quickfire round questions before, but I have a couple of ones that I always store for people who have been on more than once.
This is exciting.
It is exciting. It's very exciting.
Next level stuff.
Well,
now.
I know you wash your legs every day because we've been through
yes,
that.
Yes, and I was listening to you the other day.
Yeah.
You were talking
I still ask everybody. Don't worry, everybody. By the way, 60-40, I'd say.
Do you reckon?
60 wash, 40 don't. Like, there's lots of people. I'm not in the minority, well, a minority, but not in
the
big minority.
I
wonder
how the same people that aren't washing their legs, are they the people that think 15 minutes for an oven pizza is enough?
The al dente pizza and the non-washed legs.
That's something to look into,
yeah,
I'd say.
Possibly so. So my question for you is that I haven't asked you is, what posters did you have on your wall as a teenager?
Mm.
Can you remember anything in particular?
Well, the one I remember the most, oh God, so many. And you see, like 13-year-old you was very different to like 15, 16-year-old
100%, yeah.
My first ever poster, and I remember it vividly, is I had a poster of D-Ream.
D-Ream?
Yeah. Things can only get
better. Tune.
Right, only song. But what happened there was I got it in a magazine and I was quite young and I wanted to start having posters.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And my brothers slagged me about it like, ooh, she loves him, ooh, whatever. So I had to keep the poster up because, you know, the way when your siblings slag you,
you have to double down. You have to double down. You can't show weakness.
So then that would have been covered by other posters. So then we had things coming in like Hanson. I was a Hanson fan. Spice Girls, Backstreet Boys, Oasis, and Blur.
Oh, both.
Both.
But of course.
Yeah,
like,
both.
Why wouldn't you do both?
And my brothers were kind of like Nirvana, therapy people. So that all that was kind of mixed in as well right. with the poppy stuff. So even now, I'm quite an eclectic mix. Like, I could listen to S Club 7 and then I could listen to Foo Fighters.
Excellent.
At
That's
the same
like
time.
Me. I'm very, very much like that. I'm like Boyzone. Slipknot.
There, yes,
that's
brilliant.
Where I'd be.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I think that's the way it should. I think that's perfect.
I agree with you. Everyone should be, you know, expanding their musical tastes. Listen, go get the book. It is called Mad, Isn't It? Emma Doran's book is out now in all good bookshops. Emma, thank you very much for coming
Thanks
in.
For
Best luck
me.
With the book.
Thanks so much.
And yeah, fair play to you. Thanks a million.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.